Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarker. Here we go with the 175th episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. It originally aired on February 9th, 1943, and was presented live to an audience of servicemen at the Ordnance Training Center in Arcadia, California. According to militarymuseum.org, it was located at the Santa Anita Racetrack and became known as Camp Santa Anita. Ordnance is just another word for weapons, ammunition, and the related equipment. After 1944, the training center became a prisoner of war camp, holding several thousand German soldiers from Rommel's Africa Corps. Well, now here is Bob Hope and his guests, Veronica Lake, Dorothy L'Amour, and Paulette Goddard.
We delay the Bob Hope program for important news. President Roosevelt has just ordered a work week of 48 hours in 32 labor shortage areas. But the order does not change the 40-hour a week law. The areas affected include Connecticut's industrial cities, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Buffalo, Mobile, Akron, Dayton, Detroit, San Diego, and Seattle. The order means all employees in the 32 areas must work 48 hours instead of 40, but they will receive overtime pay. The announcement made by Economic Director Burns says the order is designed to use all the nation's manpower in our 1943 war plans. Burns says those plans include an invasion of Europe, says it will be the greatest military operations in history. Burns says these plans call for additional millions of men in our armed forces. This news has come to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight from the Ordnance Training Center at Arcadia, the Pepsodent Company is happy to bring to the men of the United States Army Ordnance Department the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and those three star-spangled rhythm girls, Dorothy L'Amour, Paulette Goddard, and Veronica Lake.
So much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from an Ordnance Supply Base, Hope. Telling all you ordnance men, whether you load your bullets in a clipper and a drum, if you use Pepsodent, you'll never have a bum in your gum. Yes, sir. Well, here we are. I drove down here, and I noticed there are no hitchhikers on the road anymore. In fact, the only people you see on the road now are guys with A-cards hiding behind Burma Shave signs with siphons. But this is a great camp, and you know the women for miles around here joined the reception the Army gave me here. You know how the soldiers hold up their swords while the visiting celebrity walks under them? Well, when I walked under the swords, hundreds of women followed me. What a wonderful way to slice white bread. As soon as we got here, Skinny Ennis stepped up and volunteered to donate some of his blood down here, so the doctor stuck a needle in Skinny's arm. They struggled for 10 minutes, and when it was all over, Skinny's arm got a pint of blood out of the needle. And you know, the soldiers here are swell mechanics all day long. They work in the motors of the autos and at night in rumble seats. And they have... and they have machine guns here that shoot tracer bullets. And one soldier asked me, "Do you know anything about tracers?" I said, "I'll say I do. I've moved 6 times this month, but the finance company still locates me." My S's grabbed me there, huh? While I was here, I took a ride in one of those smaller-sized tanks. You know what a tank is. That's a coffee percolator that made good. They were testing the tank, and they let me ride in it. Now I know how an ice cube feels in a cocktail shaker. Boy, did that tank travel. It has 4 speeds, first, second, high, and you'll be sorry. That was some tank ride. Just before I get in, they put a helmet on my head, but that's not where I needed it. And our tank went right through a grape vineyard. What a picture that made. Our heavy tank crushing over the grapes, and right behind us, Company B lapping up the wine. And now, once again, we continue our weekly feature, Meet the Armed Forces. Representing the men here at the Army Ordnance Division, we'd like you to meet...
Staff Sergeant James Andlin reporting, sir.
Well, how are you, Sergeant? Say, you're kind of big. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2", eyes are blue. How do you do? How tall are you?
Was your mother ever frightened by a jukebox? What is that? Well, where are you from, Sergeant?
I'm from Chicago, Bob.
Chicago? I've played vaudeville. Yes, yes. Yeah, you windy boys, huh? Well, I played vaudeville in Chicago many times. Didn't you ever know when I was in town?
Well, I could never be sure, Bob. You see, I live next door to the stockyard.
You mean my O.D. cologne is fighting a losing battle? But tell us something about yourself, Jimmy.
Well, I come from musical parents, Bob. They are both opera singers. In fact, I was born in the town of Provo, Utah, while my parents were on tour.
Really? What town were they in at the time?
They were in Provo, of course. I told you they traveled a lot. They were in the theater.
Well, really? Well, you know, I was born in Cleveland. My parents were in the theater, too.
Were they actors?
No, they just went in to see a double feature.
You're up,
Mr. Holmes. Well, Miss Vera Vague. Don't look at us. We ain't going to stop you.
Aren't you going to introduce me to this handsome sailor?
Miss Vague. Miss Vague, please. James is a soldier, not a sailor. Look at his uniform.
Well, what for? I don't want a branch of service. I want a man. So, you know, Sergeant, I may not look too well under these awful spotlights, but why don't you come for a walk with me outside? Moonlight becomes me.
Yeah. A blackout wouldn't hurt any either.
No, that's strange. I can't understand why you don't think I'm attractive. I bought this new dress to show off my figure to its best advantage. But I guess it doesn't work. What do you think I should wear to make my figure look attractive?
Have you tried camouflage?
Oh, bless your heart, Mr. Hall. Humorous.
Thank you.
Really, you're the first man I ever saw who had such a pointed wit and such a flat head. But really, I'm so thrilled to meet a handsome soldier like you. Tell me, Sergeant, can you order privates around?
Yes, I can.
Well, order a couple of dozen around for me. I want to go dancing.
Okay. Miss Vague, when it comes to men, you've got a one-track mind.
Don't be silly. I have not got a one-track mind. I have other things to think of besides men. Oh, let's get off the track.
Sergeant James Andlin. All right, Wendell. Tell him about the track.
Sometimes it's smart to have a one-track mind, and that's when it comes to buying toothbrushes. How about the toothbrush you used this morning? On your way to bed, take a look at it. You'll probably find it's wilted, frayed, or soggy. Well, then you need a new Pepsodent 50 Tough toothbrush. The new, better toothbrush that has 50 tufts of Fibrex, DuPont's finest synthetic bristle. You see, the brightness of your teeth, often their actual health, depends on the kind of toothbrush you use and how you use it. A Pepsodent 50 Tough toothbrush helps you keep your smile bright. It helps you to look your best, and it helps to keep your teeth healthy. Its sturdy bristles whisk over the teeth to clean them thoroughly. They massage the gums in a kind, gentle way. And because there are 50 tufts, you get a better cleansing action. Get a Pepsodent 50 Tuft toothbrush tonight. You'll be amazed at how firm the bristles stay, how quickly they dry, how long they last, how well they clean. Get this swell-feeling toothbrush at your store tonight. Remember, 50 tufts, 50 cents.
And here's Francis Langford.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic. down my spine. The same old whip snapped when your eyes met mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to ride. And down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the maid that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in the spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under that old black magic
singing Black Magic from Paramount Star Spangled Rhythm. Am I loyal, huh?
Well, Bob, I suppose you're pretty excited because those three Star Spangled Rhythm girls, Dorothy Lamour, Paulette Goddard, and Veronica Lake, are going to be on our show tonight.
Yeah, just think of it. Dorothy, Paulette, and Veronica.
What's that?
That's my Adam's apple hitting my kneecap. Gee, I wonder if they'll like me. You know, they're used to guys like Jimmy Stewart and Ronald Coleman and Crosby.
Oh, Bob, what have Jimmy Stewart, Ronald Coleman, and Crosby got that you haven't got? You're just as handsome and attractive as they are.
Oh, you're just saying that so I'll feel good.
No, Bob, I'm saying it so I'll eat good. Say, where are the girls now, Bob?
Well, they're in the dressing room getting ready. Gee, I wonder what they're saying.
And now we make the contact. The next voices you will hear will be those of Veronica Lake, Paulette Goddard, and Dorothy Lamour.
Well, I'm ready to be Bob's guest. I brought along my lunch.
And I brought along my lawyer. Quiet.
Quiet. I've got the studio on the phone, girls. Hello, Paramount. This is Paulette Goddard. Say, you sent us out under false pretenses. You told us we were going to appear with Gary Cooper, who we just found out is Bob Hope. How do we know it's Bob Hope? Listen, we can hear him howling from here.
Give me that phone. Paramount, this is Dottie Lamour. Look, I faced wild elephants for you. I've struggled with lions on desert islands. I've even wrestled a wild tiger in my sarong. But before I'd go out and face that Hope, I'd rather get caught in a blackout with the 25th Battalion.
You talk as though Bob were somewhat of a wolf.
Somewhat of a wolf? Veronica, he's the only one at Paramount who has a cave instead of a dressing room.
Say, Veronica. Say, Veronica, this is your first time on Bob's program, isn't it?
Yes, and I want to thank you girls for telephoning me and giving me the hint. I'd never thought of bringing a revolver. You know, but this Hope sounds like a delightful goon. You know, I thought there was something... I thought there was something strange about him when he called up my house and asked me to go out with him.
Well, what made you think he was strange?
Well, on a nickel call, who telephones collect?
Veronica, have you ever met Bob?
Not before we worked together in Star Spangled Rhythm.
Is he the guy who's known on down at Paramount as Keyhole Charlie?
That's our Bob. Oh, no. Does Robert really spy through many keyholes?
Does he? He's got the only eyeball in the country that lights up and says, made by the Yale Lock Company. Oh, no. No, you know... You know, what really gets me is that he thinks he's handsome.
Boy, I think Bob Hope is handsome. I think he's as handsome as Cary Grant.
Well, you would. What can you see anyway with that blonde dust mop over your eye?
You be careful or I'll give you a bang over both of your eyes.
Why do you do your hair that way, Veronica?
Oh, I've had a lot of fun with it. I'm the only girl in the world who can go around with a permanent wink.
Well, I must say you have something in common with Bob. He stands all day on Hollywood Boulevard with a permanent leer.
You're not kidding, Paulette. I've worked with Bob and rode to Singapore, rode to Zanzibar, and rode to Morocco.
Gee, Bob has made a lot of those pictures, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been on so many roads, he's the only wolf I know with flat feet.
How can you girls talk that way about Bob? Why, Dottie, in your last picture, you had a love scene with him, and it seemed as if you just couldn't tear yourself out of his arms.
Yeah, that's another clever trick of his. Before he takes you in his arms, he dips his hands in glue.
Veronica, he used to pull some of those tricks on me, too, but I got even with him when he made love scenes.
How?
Well, whenever I had my arms around him, I'd always pull on the strings and make his girdle tighter. Star-spangled idiot of star-spangled rhythm.
Yeah. Brace yourself for the worst, girls.
Oh, girls, it's me, Bob Hope. Are you dressed?
You mean you can't tell? We must have left the key in the keyhole.
How dare you insinuate that I was stooped to looking through a keyhole? Why, I'd never do anything as low and as mean as peeking through a keyhole. Oops. Fell off the transom, huh? Come on, girls. It's time for you to play a love scene with me.
Say, quick, girls. We've got to get out of this. I'll run out the back door. Dorothy, you run out the side door. And Veronica, you run into the closet.
Okay.
Oh.
I got bear traps all over.
Hello, Bob.
Well, here you are. The three most glamorous girls in the country standing next to me. Say, what do you think about it?
We're beginning to feel a shortage of manpower.
Yeah. Oh, we're only kidding, Bob. We're appearing on this program because we like you. And we'd still like you, even if you didn't have a brother in the wholesale meat business.
Leave my brother Fred out of this.
My, he's handsome.
My, he's tall.
My, he's sweet. No, that's your line, huh?
Wonderful.
You know, this is one. Gosh, appearing with you three lovely girls tonight, right now, I wish I were an octopus.
What makes you think you're not?
Oh, Bob, I feel sorry for you. I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Where were you?
Now, I'm going to give you a kiss. And now I'm going to give you a kiss. Well, say something.
You girls should be ashamed of yourself. Meatless Tuesday, and you just cooked a ham. Thank you, fellas. Thank you, girls. And they'll be back in just a second, fellas. All right, Wendell Niles.
If you're like most people, you put off getting a new toothbrush for one of two reasons.
Either you don't think of it or you hate the idea of breaking in a new one. Well, if you need a new one now, if the one you're using is wilted, soggy, if it sheds bristles, now's the time to get a new Pepsodent 50 Tough toothbrush. I'm reminding you of that right now. And here's the answer to reason number two. You don't have to break in a Pepsodent toothbrush. Its bristles are made of Fibrex, DuPont's finest synthetic material. It's firm, but it's flexible. It's sturdy, but it's kind to tender gums. In a word, it feels good the first time you use it, and it stays that way for many months. It's a new kind of brush designed to give you greater cleansing power because it has 50 tufts, more than twice as many as any other popular brush having such a small, compact head. And Fibrex makes it feel easy on your gums, comfortable in your mouth. So start tomorrow with a brighter smile, with smoother, cleaner-feeling teeth. Get a Pepsodent 50 Tough toothbrush tonight. Remember, 50 Tough, 50 cents. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hope is feeling blue because he got no place with the three glamour girls, and they've all refused to be his leading lady in Paramount Pictures. In an effort to find a job at another studio, he turns on the radio.
The Kelowna Quickie Picture Company is on the air. This is Cecil B. Kelowna speaking. President of Quickie Productions Incorporated. Our motto, if it's a quickie, it's a Mickey. And now, folks, we present the Kelowna version of that famous play, Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
I know where he is. I know where he is.
Who was that?
His draft board. Remember, folks, Kelowna Productions need actresses. If you're an actress, blonde, beautiful, 5'2", with a wonderful figure, drop into my office immediately. This offer not good if you have a husband. Kelowna Productions needs men, too. The glamour girls at this studio want a leading man with the talent of Bob Hope, the technique of Bob Hope, and the handsomeness of Bob Hope.
The foregoing was a paid political announcement by Bob Hope.
Gee, the girls want me at that studio. I'm going over to that studio and get a job right now. Well, here I am, Kelowna. Got an A card. Say, I want to play romantic roles in pictures. How about a screen test?
Okay, Hope, I've got Veronica Lake here to play opposite you. Now, you're Alan Ladd playing the gangster, and you're tough, see? Okay, ready? Action, camera.
Quick, babe, the cops are after me.
Alan, what have you done?
I tried to buy a pair of shoes. but anyway, it's good to see you, honey. I love you, see?
Oh, Alan, kiss me. I'm just crazy about you.
How was it?
I'm crazier than I thought. Gee, you're just a weakling.
Oh, you don't think I'm strong, eh? Well, watch me pick this 500-pound weight up above my head. There. Now I'll drop it to show you how heavy it is. And now watch me break this iron bar in two. And now watch me tear this thick telephone book in half. There.
Boy, will you be in a spot when television comes in.
Hey. Hey, look. Here come the cops.
Oh. Oh, Alan, they got you.
Yeah. I'm dying. This is the end. This is my finish. This is Alan Sad. I'm going. I'm going. But before I go, there's one thing I want you to remember, babe. Crime does not pay. Crime does not pay. You're getting paid for this, ain't you?
All right. Hope, for your next street test, your Charles Boyer making love to Paulette Garden.
Okay, Paulette, now I play a love scene with you. And remember, I'm Charles Boyer. Got that? I'm Charles Boyer.
Oh, brother, the government says we have to accept substitutes, but this is ridiculous. Hit it, Charles, hit it.
Hello, Paulette.
Charles, how are you this evening?
Ah, my charming, since lately my face is beautiful, my personality is superb, and my lower lip ain't doing bad either. but ma chérie, je vous aime, je vous adore.
Oh, get a load of that Frenchman with the Eiffel Tower nose.
Oh, you are so sweet. Now let me kiss your lips, sweetheart.
No, but you may kiss my hand.
Ye God, everywhere rationing.
Ah, my chérie,
why don't you fall into my arms? I see it in your eyes. There must be another man. A real Frenchman settles this in only one way, a duel.
You're right. A real Frenchman would duel to the death.
Of course, I'm an American on my mother's side.
Oh, my love, tell me, do you like me in this flimsy gown?
Oh, yes, you are so, how you say it in French, so... Oh.
Wonderful. Kiss me.
Yes, you know I'm bored with the women.
Say, come on and kiss me.
No, I'm too bored with the women to kiss you. What a ridiculous part. Tell me, would you like to kiss me?
Would I like it? Bob, I would love it. Your kisses simply thrill me. You know, you don't have all the silly lines in this script.
Please, just read the stuff. Never mind. Come, I will kiss you.
How was it?
Oh, wonderful. I'm happy. I'm so happy. I'm very happy.
Now we're all happy.
Well, Hope, that scene's over. Now for the next scene, Dorothy Lamour and Tarzan. Now get this, Hope. You're Tarzan. You're up in this tree, and you see Dottie down below. Okay? Action.
Oh, dear. I'm so frightened here in the jungle. Who is that I see up in that tree? Oh, that poor ape. He can't... That poor ape, he can't stop burping.
Hug. Me Tarzan, you Jane? Jane like Tarzan? Jane think Tarzan pretty?
Yes, Tarzan. You look pretty. Now give me back my sarong. Oh, Tarzan, you are so wonderful.
Yes, me Tarzan, me king of the jungle, me kill an animal, me afraid of no one, me stink in this role.
Me find that out and road to Morocco. Now come, kiss me, Tarzan.
Oh, kiss is for babies. Tarzan is a big man. Tarzan is a big jerk.
That finishes the screen test. Now you and Dorothy and Veronica and Paulette come here in the projection room and we'll run the film.
Okay, let's all
go
in.
Let's go. Ooh, it's dark in here. And somebody kissed me.
Oh, somebody kissed me. Gee, now somebody kissed me.
Hey, now somebody kissed me.
I thought that last one needed a shave.
All time for the memory. Test our fighters' guns, ensure their aim and victory's name to live with freedom's son. We thank you so much, and thanks for the memory. It's your inspective eye that finds where gremlins lie. You make our boys the best equipped on land or sea and sky. We thank you so much.
Say thanks to Lieutenant Bunny Edwards and everybody here for their help tonight. And I also want to thank Dorothy Lamour and Paulette Goddard and Veronica Lake for a swell job. How about that? We'll be back at the same time broadcasting for an audience of air raid wardens, auxiliary police, and firemen. And our guest will be Patsy Kelly. Good night, everybody.
The company has been privileged to present this broadcast to the men of the United States Army Ordnance Department. More than 1.5 million Boy Scouts have undertaken jobs in national defense work, and by their help have released others for service in the armed forces and in industry. Their slogan this year on their 33rd anniversary is Toughen Up, Buckle Down, and Carry On to Victory. Help them fulfill this pledge. This is Boy Scout Week, so give them your help and appreciation. Wendell Niles speaking. This program came to you from the Western Ordnance Training Center. Since the War Department does not endorse any product, this broadcast is not an endorsement of our products by the War Department. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.
I love the extra bit of history that we got from the announcement before the show. World War II was certainly an all-out effort from both the soldiers on the front lines and the civilians on the home front. Dorothy L'Amour was born Mary Leda Dorothy Slayton in 1914. She started as a big band singer, but her 1936 role as Ula in The Jungle Princess launched her movie stardom as the sarong queen. If you don't know what kind of clothing a sarong is, well, just Google it. She's best known for starring in The Road Pictures with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. She died in 1996 at the age of 81. Veronica Lake was born Constance Frances Marie Ockelman in 1922. Her claim to fame was her peekaboo-style haircut. You heard them make mention of it during the episode. She's also well known for noir films that she made with Alan Ladd. Veronica Lake suffered from alcoholism, which shortened her career and her life. She died in July 1973 from hepatitis and acute kidney injury at the age of 50. Paulette Goddard was born Marion Levy in 1910. She starred in dozens of films with many leading men, including three with Bob Hope. But she's probably best known for starring with Charlie Chaplin in The Little Dictator and Modern Times. She ended up marrying Chaplin. He was the second of her four husbands. Paulette Goddard died in 1990 from heart failure at the age of 79. That's it for today. Please join us next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. And come back on Friday for the next episode of The Life of Riley. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Friday, remember the words of British comedian Norman Wisdom, who said, "As you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, and I can't remember the other two."